I was gonna say, we gotta get rid of the word cheap, because cheap somehow has a little bit of a lightweight or a negative connotation, don't you think? Whereas inexpensive feels like you're getting a heck of a deal. How's that?
I'd rather use the word ultra economical.
Ooh, that's even better.
Anytime you throw ultra in there, that's like Robin here. We could call her ultra.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra Robin.
Get as much travel as you can for the least cost without compromising on lifestyle or quality of experience. Now the thing that you had mentioned with the rodeos, one of the biggest rodeos in the world is here. But like any place that you visit, if you go during peak season when the big annual festivals are going on, you're somewhat hamstringing yourself from being able to get a good deal, because you're going to the same places that everyone else wants to go at the same time. And that's what I call one of the cardinal rules of ultra-economical travel, is to try to work around those things. Now, people often come to me and say, hey, Russ, I want to go to Cancun at this specific time. How can I save money? And I say, well, you know what? There are some ways that you can, that I can help you save money for this. But we'd be able to do so much more if you really just had an open slate in terms of saying, hey, well, over the next few years, there's all these places I want to visit. And if you're flexible, I can show you how to travel 5 times more.
All right. Well, we're going to come right back, because you hear that music, and it means we got a hard break coming. But we have longer to visit coming up in the next segment and the next. And hey, Russell's with us. Russell knows how to travel and get us where we want to go for almost next to nothing.